Now, teenage pregnancy is, of course, a nationwide concern. I think actually an even bigger concern is the incident of teenage abortion, where young women might be pressured into making decisions that they then end up spending a lifetime regretting. But in Moree, up in the state's northwest, there's a new initiative which has been running for a year or so to try and support pregnant teenage girls and to try and reduce the abortion statistics. On the line, I have the founder of this program, Claire Dunlop. Good evening, Claire.
Hello, Dominic. How are you?
I'm really well. Thanks for joining us.
That's all right.
Now, teen pregnancy, it's an issue that will probably never really go away, but actually helping teenage girls cope, not only with pregnancy, but also the early days of motherhood, isn't something we hear too much about. How did you get involved in this program?
Well, how I got involved was really, I was having a devotion one night, back in 2012, and I felt quite strongly that God was asking me to do this, put this project together, and I just wrote out the bones of the project in my journal. and I'm like, oh, okay, because I didn't have a particular passion about teenage pregnancies at the time, but I started testing the thoughts, other people's thoughts around the process, this project, and over time, it just got confirmed and confirmed time and time again that this is what God wanted to happen. And so started writing a business plan, put a business plan together, and approached Anglicare Northern Inland, which oversees community service support things in the New England regions. And they were very excited about the project. And we went from there.
What's the project actually do?
So Hope for Life is a specialised service that is an advocate for the unborn child of teenage parents. So it's an early intervention service designed to assist teen mothers and their support circle, including their partner, if the partner's willing, to develop a healthy family environment.
Hmm. And how does it play out? Just imagine somebody is pregnant. Do they ring you up? Do they find you under the web? What happens?
How do they find us? Yeah. Well, let's, like, if you imagine a 15-year-old girl finds out that she's pregnant to her boyfriend, she's still in school, and her whole world just comes crashing down around her as she thinks, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? Often at that age, you know, abortion runs through their mind, and in Australia there's 90,000 abortions a year.
It's an extraordinary number, isn't it?
Just shocking, yeah. So parents, like the parents of the teenagers in our society, are quite pro-abortion, and I mean that's no secret there. And so they're often, quite commonly, the teenagers are whipped off down to the doctors, and then quietly a procedure is done, and then a contraception put in their arm or something like that. And so, but what we would like to see is when that girl, that 15-year-old girl, falls pregnant, the first thing she thinks of is Hope for Life. They'll know what to do. I'll call them. And so Hope for Life comes in those early stages to help with those early conversations, telling them there are other supports there, that you can do this, you can have education, you can have a life, you can still do all this and still have a baby. And we want to give them alternative options to abortion, and so that for the parents of the teenagers as well, that the parents realise there are other options there. And, you know, adoption is an option still, but often, you know, the teens just still keep their babies and can go on to have productive and healthy lives, and the bub can have a healthy life as well. So we help put all those supports in place around those teenagers.
Mm. Where's the support come from?
So the original support comes from our staff coming. We have two staff members.
Yep.
And they're like one of the staff will come alongside them early on. First of all, it starts with conversations. That's where the support starts. Then from that, it builds with support around advocacy with the education system, advocacy in the health department as well. Usually the health departments are pretty good, but just helping them understand what's going on, like the teenagers understand what's going on, and probably vice versa. Help with Centrelink, navigating the minefields of Centrelink.
Yep.
And then also giving them advice around parenting skills, you know, what's coming, and pregnancy skills as well, what pregnancy is all about.
You've particularly been servicing the Aboriginal community, is that right?
yes and no. When we put forward to apply for different forms of funding for the program, we were blessed to win, to what we call it winning in the industry, but to receive a grant for Aboriginal teens. So the Aboriginal teens are funded, but there's all the other cultures, including the Caucasian culture, that is not funded. And so we have to rely on donations for those teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
ABM, Anglican Border Missions, has been very helpful in that area. But a lot of we have some individuals who support, but we're always struggling in that area to get more funds for the girls who aren't Aboriginal.
Hey, Claire, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
No problem. Thanks.
Claire Dunlop on the line there, and she's heading up that program, Hope for Life, in northwest New South Wales.